AccuWeather forecast today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have a high, though, only near 20. Sonny the Groundhog at the Racine Zoo did not make a prediction this morning about weather either sticking around 6 more weeks or spring arriving soon. And while initial reports had her under the weather, Teresa Donarski, the zoo's animal curator, says it was more like Sonny and most everybody else just being fed up with winter, so why encourage it staying around?
She has a nice, wonderful, comfortable bed, a nice hollowed-out log that she likes to lay in flat out on her tummy or on her back many mornings. And she is done with winter, and she does not want to risk coming out to see her shadow this morning. And I really think it's, due to that she really loves the city of Racine and the residents, and she does not want to have 6 more weeks of winter.
On WRJN with Glenn Klein this morning, Donarski noting that Sonny is now 4 years old, which is kind of middle age for a groundhog, and there's no official understudy when it's time to hand over the reins of prognostication.
Although we have plenty on zoo grounds here, ever since, it's rather interesting, ever since we got Sonny at the zoo, they started flourishing around on zoo grounds. So it's been interesting to see. So we have plenty of wild ones.
To help take away some of the disappointment of Sonny the Groundhog not making an appearance again as more of a protest against winter continuing, Racine Zoo officials did announce a $1 entrance fee up until 4:30 this afternoon. Last year, by the way, Sonny had predicted an early spring, which is what many people were hoping for. A summertime rollout anticipated from the new City of Racine solid waste cart collection system, while other public works components to that operation are also moving forward, like a contractor for 14 dual refuse cart tipper systems for the existing trucks. The system with the older trucks ties into the use with the new pickup vehicles that are on their way. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining the goal is to get the new pickup system and everything with it moving after the 4th of July, but at the latest by Labor Day.
That will be the first holiday that we will pick up. We're going to come up with a schedule for holiday pickup. I mean, we won't be picking up on the holiday, but we will pick up that fifth day. We're shooting for July, August time frame. We want to have bulky waste pickup, yard pickup, the drop-off centers, everything set up for July kickoff.
Bulky waste items and solid waste materials, take note, that do not fit into the carts, they will not be picked up by the trucks once the new program gets going. That'll be the same with the recycling carts. Caledonia police are looking for a woman who walked out of the Walgreens store on Douglas Avenue Tuesday with 4 boxes of Crest White Strips. Those are worth $40 apiece. After taking the boxes, she quickly left the business and got into a black SUV with temporary plates. Incidents with a similar suspect have been reported in the Appleton and Green Bay areas. Surveillance video of this woman has been posted on the Caledonia Police Department's Facebook page. It's a new program launched by the Racine Police Department to further protect the victims of domestic violence. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Called the Lethality Assessment Program, it will be used at the scene of domestic violence-related calls to identify victims in potentially lethal situations, then follow established criteria to get them in immediate and direct contact with a domestic violence service program hotline advocate. It involves officers asking victims a series of questions to determine if they are at high risk of injury or great bodily harm. Anyone who receives a high danger rating will be put in touch with an advocate for safety planning purposes. The hotline number to reach an advocate is 262-633-3233. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Newly installed Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen says more than a dozen charges, including battery to jail staff by a prisoner, issued against Luis Granados Jr., then dismissed, will be reissued. Hansen says the decision to drop the charges was initially based on a desire to actually protect jail staff from Granados. That drew sharp criticism, however, from Sheriff Christopher Schmeling due to the message he felt it sent for assaulting his personnel. The move also got some negative attention from at least one conservative radio talk show host. Granados is serving 2 years at the Green Bay Correctional Institution for no contest pleas to charges of striking his 8-year-old son back in December of 2013, also slamming him to the ground during a birthday party. D.A. Hansen, in a statement, says, "I am never afraid to admit a mistake, and fortunately we can make this right for the victims in this case." The Racine County Metro Drug Unit's operation this year has been expanded by 3 agents to 7. two additional Sheriff's Department members, one Caledonia police officer. But there's also a greater need for buy money in the undercover operations. The county's Finance and Human Resources Committee heard from Captain Thomas Lamke, who made the request for $30,000 out of contingency to go with the $26,000 in grant money yet to be received. Over $6,000 more was needed last year for buy operations with just three agents, according to Lamke, so the monetary need will easily exceed the 2016 level grant allocations this year.
The funds are in the Metro Drug line items. They're separated by state and federal. So when we get our grant allocation, it'll be split up with $10,000 in one account, $16,000 in another account. When the funds are expended, we find ourselves in the position where I have to come here and we have to take money from someplace else to support this function, whether that's crime prevention, which is an appropriate use of that money, or other funds have to be transferred into those accounts so they can be expended.
The finance panel did give unanimous support to the requested fund addition out of contingency, sending it out of the full county board for expected approval. Fire Tuesday night extensively damaging a detached garage in the 4300 block of Sheridan Road in Kenosha. The 911 call came in about a quarter after six. The first arriving city fire unit said the garage was fully involved. Eventually, power lines were affected by the flames, dense smoke filling that immediate neighborhood. And excluding the impact of acquiring Chicago-based Integrus Energy Group, fourth quarter 2016 earnings for WEC Energy Group, the parent of We Energies, were slightly less than the year before. The Milwaukee-based utility company says net income was $194.4 million, or 61 cents per share. Net revenue, $1.96 billion, compared to $1.85 billion the fourth quarter of 2015. For the entire year, WEC Energy reported net income of $939 million, or $2.96 per share. That compared to $638.5 million and $2.34 per share in 2015. Back on January 12th, Wind Point Village President Peter Christensen filed a letter with the Administrator Clerk Treasurer about moving the 31st of January to Mount Pleasant, which would make him ineligible to serve. And that led the Village Board to name Susan Santabria the new president effective February 1st. Christensen first elected in April of 2013, then re-elected in 2015. He filed a notice of non-candidacy back in December. Santabria had been a trustee on the board since August of 2013 and will be serving the remainder of Peterson's term. The Wind Point Board also approved the appointment of Charles Manning to serve in the trustee position vacated by Santabria. Manning is the only non-incumbent running for trustee in the April election. The Village Board will also be recognizing Peter Christensen for his years of service in Wind Point at their February 9th meeting. The city of Racine was approved for $500,000 from the state's Safe Water Drinking Loan Program toward replacing lead pipes to private property on streets also targeted for project work by the water utility. So far, very few people have taken advantage of the offer. The Waterworks Commission hearing this week from Utility General Manager Keith Haas, who said already they've been doing some of the work using money borrowed for eventually paying back with state funding. This was once the paperwork gets formally signed. That's more of a grant than a loan in this case.
It's a free loan or considered a grant, so it doesn't cost us. We don't pay a principal and interest charge. It's $500,000. We submit invoices from private homeowners and plumbers that do the work, and then they pay us back. So they'll have a loan closing just like it's a real loan, but actually we're not paying back this loan. It's kind of a $500,000 grant.
The panel told that only about two dozen calls from citizens on the lead pipe change offer have come in. City Administrator Tom Friedel calling that disappointing, but the group was told that more should be coming as spring arrives. There's more information through the Racine Water Utility. A lot of you in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee might be into fantasy gaming, and that's why Plymouth Republican Representative Tyler Vorpakel is working on a bill that would regulate the industry, including fantasy sports sites. Among the provisions would be a restriction of at least 18 years of age to legally play. The principal of Wilmot Union High School in Kenosha County, John LaFleur, telling the students yesterday they would not be able to use their personal electronic devices in schools to access public Wi-Fi as of next Monday. And about 30 minutes later, there was an online petition opposing it. Petitioners claiming there's not enough computers available for the students in the school to use during the day to complete their work. That's why they need their personal devices to access the internet. A message, though, from the school to parents included that student use of the wireless network is actually a distraction to learning, and they've been encouraging students to get data plans. The petition notes an increasing use of digital curriculum. And some Southeast Wisconsinites might want to take notice of two lottery game jackpots that have gone unclaimed for the past few weeks. The winner last night in Powerball, the top prize Saturday night, almost $229 million. And Wisconsin's very own Megabucks game has grown to have a jackpot of $1.7 million for Saturday night. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.